calling the sports hotline, which I got to be honest with you, he may be the only one left in the country, because with the internet and sports radio, this is kind of an outdated service, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't see how he makes money.
You call a 1-800 number, and I don't think he sells sponsorships, but he does his own 2-3 minute sports update. And 20 years ago, these things were big because we didn't have sports radio, and so this is a quick way to get a sports update. But Ed Carter's sports hotline is still in existence. He's somewhere down in the Hill Country, and we call it from time to time to see what he has to say about the big sports issue. So let's give him a ring. Still a free call, still a 1-800 number.
And so why does he do it if he's not getting cash?
He's bored? Just wants to play sportscaster?
With your sports break for February 19th, 2004, year of our Lord, go see the Mel Gibson movie. I'm Ed Carter. Well, they seem to have a little bit of a problem in the Buffalo land known as Colorado, where athletics have taken a turn for the not at all good in the Gary Barnett coached world of the Colorado Buffaloes.
Such a poor writer.
Apparently some old gal who couldn't get it between the uprights got it between the downrights from some unwelcome Lothario.
Oh my gosh.
So now this sister is so sore, and I mean that in a good way, she is threatening to bring down Gary Barnett just because of a little something we call rape.
A little something?
Here is a message to you, rape woman. College athletics was just fine before you came along, and if you just shut your pie hole, it will be okay again.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't mess with college football, or you will get another dose of what you had coming to you.
Oh, my God.
We need to hang up on this.
In baseball news, Tom Hicks continues to make missteps and mistakes and gaffes and screw-ups when it comes to the business of baseball and the Texas Rangers. Mr. Mega Millionaire fired, the one and only millionaire in his own right, and arguably the best baseball player since the Babe, Babe Ruth, was slugging them out of the park in the Bronx, where this guy that I am talking about is going to play and go next year, Alex Rodriguez, that will always be known as A-Rod, a.k.a. the guy who, in this reporter's opinion, is that money could buy.
Wow.
Note to Tom Hicks, if you are going to trade away your best A-Rod, don't do it to the bunch of Yankees. Because they play against you.
Well, we'll wait for that note. But
in baseball news.
That was baseball news.
In Tom. All right. Well, we have already done that news, dear new listener. So let's move on to another news in a sport far, far away.
You know we're new listeners.
I notice where the Cavaliers are on a red-hot losing streak against the Don Nelson-coached, Mark Cuban-owned Dallas Mavericks. Maybe the Cavs ought to start seriously considering making some room under the cap by unloading that fraud, LeBron James. Back to baseball. I mean, what was Tom Hicks thinking?
Oh,
why do you trade the A-est of all rods? The Cavs fell in a Cavalier fashion 98-114 against those previously mentioned Don Nelson coached and Mark Cuban owned Dallas Mavericks. Old Dale Earnhardt Jr. continues to make his dead daddy proud.
Oh, God.
Dale Jr. won the Daytona 500 and put to bed all those who have dealt in the bashing of his dead daddy's dirty death. I feel certain that if his dead daddy was undead and perhaps possessed the vampire powers summoned from all the fires of hell, I'm not sure where I was going with that, but I just want to say, good job, Junior. Long live number three.
Well, he is an Earnhardt fan.
Here's a joke for you on the Ed Carter sport. Well, hold on. We're about to run out of tape. So with your sports break, February 19th, 2004, I'm Ed Carter.
Wow.